So welcome to the What's Next podcast. I am your host Jordan, and the podcast is to enable current students to have a better understanding of the options available to them after they complete their studies, as well as being aware of the resources and support they have available to assist them in their journey from the start to the end and beyond the academic studies here at ICMP. So today we are joined by another wonderful special guest who is going to share their experiences on being a ICMP former student. And we're going to get into some interesting questions today. So, if you would like to introduce yourself and tell us your name and what you studied at ICMP.
Yeah, so my name is Evangelista and I studied songwriting at ICMP and I graduated in 2020. That was my final year.
Wonderful stuff. And do you mind also sharing with us what is your current occupation or job?
So I'm currently still pursuing songwriting, but in terms of more of a formal like job description, I'm a personal assistant for a artist manager.
Okay, wonderful stuff. That's gonna bring about some interesting questions then. So I guess the first question I want to ask is how did you find like the change from studying to going into employment or into work after finishing university?
I think for my year group of people, it was quite bumpy because we graduated, like we were wrapping up with our course, like right as lockdown was happening. I think it was literally like lockdown and then our like dissertation was due like 2 weeks after that. So I think from that regard, it was a little bit tricky because life felt really like stop-starty. And I think the gap between being a student and going into like a proper job felt like not very smooth. But I doubt that that's kind of a smooth process anyway. But yeah, I think previously I used to treat my uni course and all of my like musical pursuits as like a completely separate thing to like whatever my other job is. And I kind of viewed that other job as just like a means to an end, a means to sustain myself whilst I focus on these other like aspects of life. But I think with my current job now, it's been quite nice to see how like there are options for the two to come together and for the two to be relevant and to kind of still get your income from an area of the music industry in which you can still kind of learn to like supplement the writing for me.
No, absolutely. And I mean, I guess leaning into that a bit more, obviously you said the job is relatively new. Like, did you find that when you kind of went into this job that you wanted to do something still relatively creative or related to music, or was it like, I want to find something that's going to give me a means to be able to just focus solely on the songwriting aspect of what I want to be able to do?
I think initially when I was looking, I was just looking at as like a means to an end. I was looking at like a variety of like receptionist jobs and other like admin based jobs in like any sector. I applied to be like a dental receptionist and like a school receptionist, and it was just like a means to an end thing. And then the current job that I have now, that like opportunity popped up, and that was quite cool to see that like, okay, so it's a similar like job in terms of like the day-to-day tasks, but it's obviously in like a musical environment, and one of those artists is signed to a major, and so that comes with like a whole other learning curve and a whole other like batch of people to interact with and learn from. So yeah, initially I viewed it as separate, but it's been quite nice to see that they can like somewhat be one and the same. I mean, my life goal is like not to be like a personal assistant, but it's nice to be learning in that role stuff that is relevant, and to like, it makes me care about the job more as well. I think it's nice to care about what you're doing like Monday to Friday for like sanity.
Absolutely. I think you can see the difference in doing a job that you actually care about and a job that I guess, okay, this is a means just to be able to make money, but I don't really care about the stuff I'm doing. And I think that actually can motivate you to still turn up. Absolutely. Another question I wanted to ask is, what was something that you wish you had more awareness of when you had finished your studies?
I think I would say maybe like, yeah, a bit of the nature of work and just the amount and the variety of jobs in the music industry that there are. I was the same as quite a few other people in my course where we were definitely in like a bit of like a dreamland of like, we'll finish our degree and then like we'll have some big moment, like, you know, you'll get signed or you'll have like a big song or whatever. And like, so you won't need to worry about that. Like, you won't really need to think about getting a real job. And it's not to say that that's that like kind of dream and like of the focus towards that isn't still like wheels in motion. But I think kind of being in that state of mind made a lot of people like just shut off to like the concept of what else is like available. And I think I definitely didn't know. I remember I applied for a job in, I think it was in Sony, like whilst I was at uni or towards the end of my course. And those application processes were like very long, like very intense. I think like, I remember when I sent in the first application, I think they got back to me saying like, we'll get back to you as soon as we can. But we've had like thousands on thousands of applicants for this role. So like, give us time basically. Because I think at the time, my only understanding was like, oh, I could get a job in a label or I could get a job in a coffee shop. Kind of forgetting that like, there's management companies, there's publishers, there's live agents, there's independent labels and just kind of the radio pluggers, just like the array of jobs still in the sector that you're interested in, but aren't necessarily like the big flashy names. I think that's something I wish I had more of an awareness of. But I think that's also just a bit of a learning curve of like, I guess you come to know about those things, the more people you meet and the more people you meet that do those different roles that you're like, oh, I didn't even know that was a role. But you're doing it, so it's a thing. So yeah, I wish I had more awareness of it, but I'm also aware that it's like a learn as you go through life sort of thing as well.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think a follow-up question I should say from that was, did you find that when you were in RCMP that you were told what options there were available?
Yeah, I think I wish that it had been more kind of integrated, but then at the same time, I am aware that we were all in such a bubble of like, I am an artist and like I have a side hustle of like working hospitality, something that I don't like care about, so that that can fund this. And I know that a lot of us were just so, just maybe a bit tunnel visioned, just through like, youth and inexperience, I'd say, and just having a very like bright-eyed bushy-tailed view on the world, it would definitely be a good idea to still have those options presented to us. I think if those options had been presented to us, I think I'd like to think we would have taken it in, and it would be good knowledge to come back to maybe like a couple of years out of uni. But I think at the time it would probably be like, okay, yeah, that's cool to know, I'm still going to do this, but that's cool to know, which of course would still be useful, so it would still be relevant later on in the someone's journey. But yeah, I think we were all very like, this is what I'm doing and that's it.
No, I hear that, I actually hear that for real. But I get what you're saying about like being in a bubble. I think that probably can apply for like every single course. Like all the students are kind of just like, oh, I'm in a bubble, like just with other students that are doing performance or doing production or doing business or doing songwriting. Like you're just in that, like, yeah, in that bubble.
Yeah, I think I also kind of like, again, probably through ignorance, just assumed that roles within the music industry weren't relevant to me because I wasn't doing a music business course. And I think I kind of just assumed that that knowledge was maybe elsewhere in the university, and it just wasn't on my course, which I remember at the time feeling fine with. Like I felt like I did a songwriting course and it was structured well to like teach you the discipline of songwriting and like the habit of it and writing to briefs and like getting you gently involved in like collaboration. So I feel like when I reflect on the course, I feel like it kind of did as much as you can do for like a creative course. But then I understand that like as an industry, there's so many like pockets of the music industry and it's so massive, and to kind of try and condense it all into any one course is like, in a 3-year course, that's just not going to happen.
No, I hear that. And I guess the final question I wanted to ask before you go is, are there any advice or tips that you would want to share with students or those who have recently graduated in terms of like your own experience up until like now?
I think as a student, regardless of what course you're on, I think go to as many like gigs as possible and student events as possible and collaborate as much as possible, because those connections, some of them might not lead to anything, but some of them could really grow into like a connection that could be really like creatively fulfilling for you, as well as something that could be more lucrative later on down in your career. It's really nice now that I still collaborate with like a few people that I was on the course with, or there's even some people that I did the same course on different years that now kind of we're all kind of interlinked in each other's networks. And yeah, so I'd say collaborate and just get to events, get to gigs, and just meet as many people as possible. I think that's been really helpful for me as like a confidence thing, as well as like a personal growth and like creative growth thing. It's a very like people focused industry, and opportunities come from people, and they come from friends, and they come from connections and strong connections that you have. Obviously like the music is a really important part of it, but so are the connections, like, and they're really vital, because that is your music could get you a certain point, and the connection could also get you a certain point, but like one of them could get you to the door and the other one could like push you through the door, if that makes sense. I'm not quite sure how to describe the order, but yeah, I think just like meeting as many people as possible has really been a great benefit. And that's something that I didn't do in like my first couple of years through like shyness, I think, and then improved a lot on in my third year. And then I've like carried on doing so much more since I've left uni. And I wish I did it more from the start. But also I'm probably aware that like that's a really common piece of advice that people might be sick of hearing, but it's because it's just so true.
Definitely. I mean, even if it's a common piece of advice, I think there's a reason why it's a common piece of advice, because it's really important for people to hear. And yeah, no, I would say the same thing to any student that came up to me and asked, oh, I don't know, like what advice. I'd be like, yeah, get yourself out there, network, connect. That's all you can really do in this kind of industry.
Don't be afraid to like change directions. I feel like myself included, and quite a few other friends that I went to uni with, or maybe friends that I know that I didn't go to uni with but are also like artists, have definitely had like multiple points where, like, so for me, for example, when I started at ICMP, I was going down the artist route, and then when I got to the third year, I realized that that's actually not what I wanted to do, and I wanted to write for others. And similarly, there have been friends that have started on like a session musician route, and they've decided that they want to dive deeper into artistry, or kind of like the other way around. I think what a lot of people on my course have struggled with, well, I say this, it might not be a lot of people, it might just be a select few people that I know, is having done a course in songwriting, which has geared you up to be an artist, and you get to the end of it, and then you realize that you're not sure if you want to be an artist, but you still want to be in music in some way, shape or form, but you've kind of done this course and you feel like it would be a waste to not do it because you've done it and you have like a qualification in it, but it might not necessarily be like the route that's going to give you the most fulfillment, or the route that you're going to be like the happiest in, or the route that you like actually want to do. So I'd also say like, don't be afraid of like pivoting, trying different things, because there's so many different things.
No, absolutely. I think that both those pieces of advice are and will be helpful for, I think, those especially who are going to be graduating this year, and hopefully that they can, you know, take this and yeah, just run with it, and just, as you said, not be afraid to like pivot from what you might have started with, because there's nothing wrong with like just changing direction if needs be. Yeah, I just want to say thank you for joining me on this interview. It's been really a really good conversation, and thank you for just your honesty as well. I think always appreciate people coming and just being honest about like just their experiences as well, and hopefully for your honesty that's going to be able to help another student or students who are maybe in the same position that you were in. This might be able just to give them what they need as well to set them forth on their own career journey. So yeah, thank you very much for your time.
Oh, you're very welcome.